in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight. We hope that, again, we'll have another informative show, at least one that would bring some updates on what's going on and evidence or proofs of where we are in the stream of time and where we are actually headed. And what we're seeing here are puzzle pieces coming together, and is comprehending how it fits and how to make heads or tails of it within the book of Revelation and the prophecies that have to do with the last days. And it's not the last days of Earth. It's the last days of this satanic system of evil, the complete takedown. And as we get further into this, we need to be prepared, both mentally and spiritually and physically. We covered that a little bit. Don't worry about the gold running away or the silver not being able to afford it. Can you get buy a little extra food? Can you get some extra food? But you can't eat gold or silver. Yep, great for a rainy day. You got extra money. I certainly say, hey, it's God's money, as they say. It was created by the Creator, and it does have value, even though it's being misused and abused. But hey, if you don't have food, I don't care how much gold and silver you have. So invest in like long-term food if you can, or extra beans and rice if that's all you can do. But food is going to be very, very necessary. It always was and always will be. You can't eat your gold and you can't eat your silver. But they're a storehouse of wealth. But we have to have priorities. So that's being prepared. So tonight's show is be prepared or prepare, because here comes Epstein and the fall of the cabal. Prepare Epstein and the fall of the cabal. I had a very interesting comment today that this whole Epstein situation was very astute. This whole Epstein situation is like pulling a thread on a woven blanket. And the more you pull, the more it unravels. And it unravel until it leads straight to the Vatican. Whoa. I thought, wow, somebody's been listening to what I've been saying. But yeah. Now, I'm not saying Epstein had the Pope at the island. And Epstein's just one of many. But it's the one that we know best. And so as that thread comes unwoven, it's already affected several countries around especially through Europe, but several countries overseas, obviously. They would be overseas, but it's affected England directly. You've got resignations in places that, wait a minute, what did these people do? And now you can start to investigate. So that's just the beginning. We'll talk more about that later. But the cabal, the fall of the cabal. And so who seems to be pulling the strings as far as what we get to see, what we don't get to see, and who's at risk, and who's still in charge? Now, we might say, hey, well, Trump's in charge. Yeah. However, the cabal is a lot bigger than just the United States. And therein is the issue. Follow the money. You'll dig out the cabal. We're going to cover a little bit about that. Riscullo is going to join us again this evening. Riscullo, you and I kind of had a conversation about this a couple of days ago, and I thought, but gee, you know, there's so much that they're showing us, and what I'm referring to here, folks, is the Olympic Games, not so much the games, but the Olympics themselves, and the entertainment that they provide for us, as well as the Super Bowl and the halftime entertainment that they provide. And I didn't see it, but I understand it was off the charts. Riscullo, would you like to comment?
Well, I didn't watch the Stupid Bowl, and I didn't watch the halftime by any stretch of the imagination. But I do see the symbolism. And if you're somebody who is just, you know, like sleeping on the rock kind of thing, this is coming right at you. And this is supposed to be a family thing. It's supposed to be a family affair. The guy they had singing, wow.
Bad Bunny.
Wow. Just wow. I don't understand why people allow this. So I looked up some of the lyrics that this guy was singing. It doesn't surprise me because we have rap artists use the same words. The P word, you know, the I'm going to make you W-E-T word. You know, every vulgar and vile thing that you could think of, they incorporate it into a song. And this affects our kids. This hasn't, I don't care who you are, I can tell you personally from my experience that it has an effect on children. And it's not a good one.
Yeah, and the whole thing was in Spanish. And so people, you know, that they're going after their taco dip and whatever other goodies they prepared for the, you know, their Super Bowl party. And while they might be digging in because, you know, the music's in the background now, time to eat, action's off the field, and they're listening to this and it's all in Spanish, so they don't get the English translation. If they got the English translation, half this country would be up in arms. At least that's
what an example, right?
Half the country.
This is broadcast. I think this is the first time they've ever done this. Broadcast all over the world, right?
Yeah,
I think it's the first time they've done it. And then we're going to symbolize ourselves using this guy. Just my opinion, it looks like the United States is a whore. That's what it looks like. Because yeah, that's what this guy's singing about, basically.
Yeah, and who joins him on stage but Lady Gaga? And, you know, she has done some very interesting songs, and they're very catchy tunes. I mean, she didn't get to the top, but Lady Gaga ain't a lady. Lady Gaga also is, if you ever listened to or read how she became famous, she was in a little club in New York, and she said it was like the dark prince came up to her and offered her a contract. And it certainly slaps of, you know, the story of the crossroads where you sign your soul to the devil to become famous. and you're given special talents and connections open for you. Now, she's never come out and said that she's demon-possessed. But boy, I'll tell you what, dude, I saw a video of her coming out of a hotel in Switzerland, I believe it was. And she looked like she was conscious of virtually nothing. And she moved like in super slow motion. And if that's not a sign of possession, I don't know what is. So I don't know what she, you know, adrenochrome, who knows what she was taking. But I doubt it was an act because her security was there. And, you know, you could see like the security is kind of getting a little impatient and they're concerned about her. And it's like, what's going on here? You can see that, you know, in their faces. But she was walking down the stairs and she got into the limo and God, it took forever. You could probably still find that video on YouTube. I don't know how you would, you know, Lady Gaga in slow motion or in Switzerland, Lady Gaga on drugs. She had one of her hits, A Bad Romance, where if you ever saw the video, it's a telling video. And it starts off with these pods with crosses on them. Interesting. Why would there be a cross on a pod? But the whole video of it, the music video, is child trafficking. And it's child trafficking by demonic entities sanctioned by the church. Whoa. It's a very telling video when you know what you're looking for. Very telling video. And so that's what we saw this. Both Bad Bunny and Lady Gaga together on stage. And with the lyrics that were being sung in Spanish, knowing how the brain works to a pretty good degree, I wonder if at a subconscious level we can decode Spanish back into English. What do you think, Riscala? What kind of subliminal effect is that gonna have on the people that hear it, even though they may not be aware of what the lyrics say?
May not understand it consciously.
No, not consciously, but at a subconscious level.
Subconsciously, you know, who's to say that that your mind can't understand? I have read articles where you're watching like an advertisement, for example, and they did this, I don't know how many times they did this test, where they'll have a test audience watching a screen, and then for a millionth of a second they'll flash something. It might be popcorn or it might be soda or something like that. And then within minutes, now these people didn't see it in their consciousness. They didn't see this thing flash on the screen. But within minutes after it flashing, they want to go up and get a soda or they want to go up and get a popcorn or something like that.
Yeah, I read a book. God, I think this was the kind of stuff that I was into. I think it was 17. And I bought a book, Media Sexploitation. What? Sex and Media. And it was all about subliminal advertisement. There was a follow-up book, which was Subliminal Seduction. Subliminal Seduction and Media Sexploitation, written by Dr. Key. I forgot his first name, but I believe, if I recall correctly, I'm only going back 50 years, a bit more. the memory still works fantastically, sometimes too good. But that was the stuff I was looking at over 50 years ago, Riscala, to learn how they were actually manipulating the media. And where does the technology take us to where we are today?
Wow.
You know, what does that leave us open for?
You have to be extremely discerned for, and my prayer is that there's somewhere in the Bible, I don't recall where, and it could be Revelation, where it says even the most elite will be deceived. Is that in Revelation? Something in that.
There's a lot of scriptures that go around that. I can't recall anything at the moment, but
I think it could be Revelation. But anyway, it's a scripture that says, I remember this because we were in a Bible study. This is many, many years, from probably 40 years ago. We were in a Bible study, and this thing came up, and it hit me so hard. I remember after the Bible study, I went home, and while I was married at the time, while my wife was out going grocery shopping, I was praying and crying, God, please don't let me be one of those that gets deceived during that time. Please, God, don't let me be one of those. So I see around me, all around me, it's just my opinion, but I believe these people are deceived. There's so many people around me that are deceived. Look at the people who they claim to be. This lady who got shot and killed, Renee Good, I think her name was. Yes. Supposed to be a religious person, this person is. Supposed to be caring about other people and things of that nature. They don't realize that they're lies. And I don't know where I read it, but there's a theory that if you say a lie long enough and repeat it over and over and over again, at some point that lie becomes the truth. And this is what we're facing today in our face constantly. You have to have discernment now more than ever.
I'm going to ask you a question because you're old enough to remember this. I'm going to say a phrase, and you're going to finish it. We didn't rehearse this. Ready, Briscola?
Yeah.
Winston tastes good like?
Yeah, like a cigarette should.
Well, how long ago was that on TV?
Has to be at least 50 years.
Yeah.
How about ingrained. It takes two hands to handle?
That one I don't remember.
A whopper.
Okay. Well, that's probably
why. It's two hands to handle a whopper.
Yep.
Yeah. Or the little gray lady is where's the
beef? Yeah. And those are things that we recall because they've been put into our mind at a level that we don't realize, and they told us the same thing. Hey, now, the little lady with the beef, that could be true, you know? she's got a beef with the beef. But, you know, it's like we get indoctrinated. And so, yes, you're 100% correct. We tell the lie long enough, and you're going to believe it and take it as the truth.
Yeah.
And so they get to switch history on us as well, and in order to you know, they give us the result, and sometimes you have to question the result. You want to know what really started World War One? It was the press. Nobody liked Duke Ferdinand, but the press embarrassed the Austrian Empire. And so now they had to do something. All they had to do is get Austria to take action. And it was because of how the treaties were all lined up. Once you put, it were dominoes. Okay, well, Austria goes to war with you. We'll back you up and we'll take your side in any conflict with Austria. And bum, 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 all over Europe. And next thing you know, you got a world war. But it was planned that way. And the way The press, we control the press. Who's we? Those from the synagogue of Satan, maybe, who are obviously controlling what we see going on now. Now, Ruskell, I got a theory here, but we know that the Super Bowl, you brought it out, entertainment purposes only, right? You had made mention of that the other day when we were talking about this, is that the Super Bowl is for entertainment purposes only. And so they can indoctrinate this, and we root for a team. And I imagine a lot of people, especially people that would consider themselves patriots for this country, maybe a lot of MAGA people, perhaps. I'm sure that they were rooting for the Patriots. But what was the result? The Patriots failed miserably. As much was the score like 27 to 13. Now I didn't watch the game, but I could look at the stats and say, wait a minute, the Patriots didn't even play the first two quarters. The first two quarters, it's like they didn't get on the board. Riscolo, what do you think? Could that be a message from the cabal?
Well, from what I have learned, and people have told me you're crazy, man, it's no way. From what I have learned, because NFL, just like WWE, which is World Wrestling Entertainment, NFL is considered an entertainment, and therefore it is a scripted sport. And people say, there's no way in the world. What I'm saying to you is when people used to say, oh, wrestling is fake. What you're seeing happening in the ring is not fake. These people are really jumping and bouncing on each other and stuff like that. The fake part is that before any of them get into the ring, they knew who the winner is. The same thing with football. Before any of them get out on that field, they know who the winner is. It's all scripted. How sad is that? How many people put money, big time money, on these things? And look at how much advertisement that they got. How many people, I don't even know, how many millions of people were watching that garbage?
And so they were all being indoctrinated.
Yep.
Think about that. They were all, and that's one of the reasons I elected not to, I listened to the result, what people were complaining about. I mean, I did watch the stats, but I didn't watch any of the game. And I saw clips from the halftime show. And I'm like, you're serious? So you've got an American football game. And the first thing that smacked me was, and it was the halftime show was all in Spanish? Whoa.
How's that for a slap in the face?
Yeah. Yeah, it was all in Spanish.
I wonder how a Spanish nation of some Mexico or one of the other ones would feel if we went, if they had a national game like we have here, probably like they call it football, we know it as soccer, but something really big for them, like a Super Bowl, but it's a soccer, something like that. How would they feel if we came in during their halftime, we start singing songs about sex and stuff like that in English?
Once the people found out about it. But that's the manipulation. How many people, say, I really didn't like the halftime show, or I really didn't watch the halftime show. I went over to Turning Point USA and looked at, Kid Rock. Okay, well, that was an interesting choice, too. And the more that is coming out about Erica Kirk, it's like, was she Charlie's handler?
The last I heard on the TPUSA was 25 million views.
That's pretty significant, but I bet you it's nowhere near the Super Bowl. It's...
Say that again, Peter. It's nowhere near what?
25 million views. How many views did the Super Bowl get? Do we even?
I don't know, but the halftime with the bunny guy. I think they're at 6 or 7 million. I think.
Okay, so of the people that were watching it, boy, that makes a statement. the people that were watching it, you had less people watching the halftime show. They all went over to Turning Point USA.
There was an estimated 10 million tuned out.
Imagine that. So there are people that are waking up, but what about the rest that didn't tune out? They tuned in. And so we have to, you know, there's a good point here. We have to know what to tune out to and what to tune into. You and I tuned out, right? Neither one of us watched the show. And that's what it was the show. Were you able to find anything on photograph-wise of the Olympics?
Nothing worthwhile. I'm wondering if they've purposely, scrubbed it out. Because there was one Olympics, I don't remember, was it 2012? Or one of them was just blaringly satanic. I don't remember which one. They had a baby. They had a nurses running around. It was like the preemptive to the COVID.
That one was 2012. That was the 2012 Olympics.
But they have all the satanic garbage.
Yeah. That's the one where they rolled out the octopus at the end. We have our tentacles and everything. They told us what was coming, right? And then this giant octopus. Yeah, and then this giant octopus comes out. But the 2024 Paris Olympics, that was all transsexual. Right? That was all transsexual. They mimicked the Last Supper of the Christ using all transsexual men, now women. What? This year's Olympics in Milan, they had a sphere, which as it turned, it actually showed an inverted star, the Star of Baphomet, the transsexual god. Think about that. And so what they're sticking, I go back to the ancient days when Olympus, or when the Olympics were held in Greece to satisfy the gods, to give entertainment to the gods on Mount Olympus, hence the Olympic Games. And so it started out to be entertainment for the gods. Riscola, which gods do you think are being entertained now?
Nobody that I'd like to have any association with.
Yeah, and so while they're while the cabal is still doing their best to get across their message of what they want, the Super Bowl, you got Baal worship involved, very sexual. Baal was a fertility god. They would hold great orgies to Baal, and in the spring, and these orgies were to get Baal excited, and they thought that when it rained, it was the sperm of Baal fertilizing the ground for their crops. And then they had Ashtoreth, a transsexual goddess, where her temple prostitutes were men dressed as women and women dressed as men. So, interesting. And of course, you can't have the dynamic duo. It's a triune worship of Molech, who requires live child sacrifice. Whoa. That's what's controlling this planet today. Does it sound like the cards might be stacked against us for Scala?
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. And this is the controlling, when we go to Ephesians, the sixth chapter, the 11th verse, and we're told to put on the armor of God because we're not fighting flesh and blood. Our fight isn't directly with Bad Bunny or Lady Gaga or any of the other actors that played these parts. Our fight goes much further. It takes us off planet to demonic alien gods that should have had nothing to do with this planet, other than do their job and let us be the new babies in the multiverse. But they couldn't do that. And that's a whole nother show, though. And so the satanic forces that have been present and took the side of the dragon have been the gods of yesteryear, and they're still with us today. I'll give you a good case in point. Persia, we know it today by Iran. Look at all the problems that Iran has caused in Africa, in the Middle East, in South America, and here in the United States. That we don't know exactly how many Iranian militant, well, not really militants, they're soldiers, they're soldier age, potential terrorists, perhaps. We don't know how many have entered this country, but we know that they're here. And I think that's a large part of what ICE is trying to clean up is the multi-million man army that crossed the border with all of the, quote, refugees, which are all illegal aliens. Now they're going to clean those people out on the down low. But who's behind the protests to stop this? The same people who provide us our entertainment. And their purpose is to entertain or serve their gods, the principalities. Now, getting back to the Prince of Persia, Daniel was praying. He wanted to know what would happen with the nation of Israel, or actually the Jews, and would they make it back to their homeland? And he prayed and prayed, and I think it was 3 weeks. Finally, the angel Gabriel shows up, and he basically says, well, sorry I'm late, Daniel. I was fighting the Prince of Persia, and he wouldn't let me pass. And so I had to go get Michael, the foremost one of your people, to fight the Prince of Persia so I could deliver the message. So if Michael, the archangel, had to get involved with this other off planet entity, the Prince of Persia, he must have been a very powerful entity, because Gabriel couldn't get past. And after Gabriel delivers the message, he says, okay, Daniel, I've got to go back and fight the Prince of Persia. And look, the Prince of Greece is coming. And after the Prince of Greece, you had the Prince of Rome. And after the Prince of Rome, you had the Prince of the United Kingdom, and then the United Kingdom and the United States. And so the principalities have followed the world powers. And that's an extraterrestrial involvement in human affairs. It's the control of human affairs. So while the things that we see should upset us, and we it should prick our conscience. Maybe our consciousness, too. It should wake us up. And from what I understand, that there are people that are seeing what's going on, and they're saying, wait a minute. There's got to be a God, you know, to get us out of this. And there is. And they're searching. They're searching for answers. That's one of the reasons we do this show, is to help provide answers. Because there are very few out there that have true, honest answers based on decades of biblical study, both and then using science to decode what was written in the scriptures. And that it's the constant work to gain accurate knowledge. And the key word there is accurate. There's a lot of educated idiots on this planet. Oh, there are experts in their field. They know everything that there is to know about that. But do they know anything else that's going on in the world? No. When I was in research and development, they classified them as useless idiots. Educated idiots. They were educated in their... Some of them are really good. You could ask them a question about a specific thing, you know, and they could come up and answer that and give you a good explanation. But out of their field, nothing. The genius comes in is to take all that information and assemble it and see the puzzle pieces and how they fit together. And looking at where we are and in the stream of time, and what we need to do to ensure that we can survive what's coming, to be prepared. Riscolo, you lived down in Florida, right? At once upon a time. You ever prepare for a hurricane?
Yeah.
How many times?
Well, many, many times. So I grew up in Florida, and I've spent almost 70 years in Florida. So just about every hurricane that came through the southern or it would still be considered southern part of Florida. I grew up in Coral Gables, which is a little city inside of the Miami area. Then joined the Air Force, and they sent me to a couple of different places. And my last duty station was in Panama City, Florida. Then I moved back to Homestead, Florida. On August the 24th of 1992, I became homeless. We had nine children at the time. We were foster parents taking care of nine children. Lost a whole neighborhood. We prepared many, many times for hurricanes. And that was, you know, from one extent to the other. So there was another hurricane. I moved out of the Miami area. We were living in South Miami at the time when that came through. We moved out of there to West Palm Beach. And then many years later, we had a couple of hurricanes back to back. And they were no big deal. There was no big sweat. We were actually outside while the hurricane was coming through because it was the very tail end of the hurricane. So it was more like severe thunderstorms than anything. So we've had them like that. And then we've had them where they literally tore up the entire neighborhood was gone. There wasn't a house on the neighborhood that didn't have severe damage.
A family friend was living in Homestead, and they went down into their basement, and they said they could hear their house being ripped apart piece by piece. Yeah, and you know, they survived it, obviously. You survived it.
I was fortunate in the sense that we weren't there. We were actually, at the time I was married, we were celebrating our 19th wedding anniversary in Orlando. And my brother was in Miami, and he called me, and he said, listen, so on Friday, they said it's not a big deal, blah, 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 blah. You can tell these storms, they're feeding these storms. And he said, so when I talked to him on Friday, he said, don't bother coming down. It's an absolute chaos. You won't get anywhere. It's just, you know, madam, everybody's gone. What happens is the media will stir everybody up. They'll get everybody going, but it's for your good. We just want you to know that this storm is really bad and blah 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 blah. And so everybody went nuts.
You know, and that's the manipulation to where we are, and what we need to do. I mean, the United States is going to go through some twists and turns here. The Epstein files, because the unique thing with Epstein is he was dealing with the people that own the football teams, that own the stations that are ABC, NBC, CBS, that they're all part of it. They're at higher levels. Those guys may have been above Epstein, but he will find out who, you know, Epstein had his talons into. He was an expert in hiding money. And so, and actually Bill Barr's father got him started down this path. Attorney General Bill Barr. Yeah, his father gave Epstein his start.
Who worked with the CIA, by the way.
Yeah, well, there you go. And so Epstein became an asset to hide a pile of money and provide sick people with whatever fetish they wanted. And then they'd be blackmailed so that they would have no other choice but to do business with Epstein. Or give information to one of the three intelligence agencies, which are used by the upper echelon of the satanic system of evil to control the countries. It all goes back to the same family groups, and then it goes up to the Vatican. I forget the dates. It was between the late 1940s and I believe the early 1960s, late 50s. I mean, basically after World War II, the Catholic Church was responsible for trafficking 300,000 infants in Spain alone during that time period. They trafficked 300,000 infants. They would, you know, find a poor family that, you know, couldn't really afford kids anyway. They already had half a dozen kids. And my mom gets put to sleep and, oh, the baby died. And so we've already disposed of the body. No, the baby was sold before you were even in labor. And when it gets into the atrocities, keep in mind, churches establish monarchies. That's why we were supposed to have the separation of church and state in our Constitution. You know, hey, church, you stay on your side of the road. Don't come on our side, because churches create monarchies. And that's exactly the Roman Empire couldn't conquer all of Europe. But the part that the Roman Empire couldn't conquer, the Holy Roman Empire did. And so in the name of God, the Catholic Church, or the Roman Empire became the Holy Roman Empire and occupied a large portion of Europe up until the Napoleonic Wars. And that pretty much put an end to their to most of their control over those lands. So we're going to see this. It's been prophesied, and the Epstein files are just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to have to really see how this all unravels. But keep in mind, we also have the theft of the 2020 election, which involves the same people at the highest levels. And so we're back to the Prince of Persia, because Iran is involved, Mexico's involved, Canada's involved, China is involved, Germany is involved, and the Vatican is involved in the attempted or in the successful coup of the 2020 election. And that's all going to come out. That's all going to be exposed. So hold on, folks. We're going to go through some turbulent times. Riscala, here comes Hurricane Andrew. Batten down the hatches. Or maybe we could say Hurricane Epstein, which is going to lead to a lot more.
I've seen a couple of headlines to articles. I don't know if it's true or not. According to the headline, Pam Bondi said, if it all gets exposed, then the system will come down. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bring the system down. Bring it down.
And that's what they have to do. That will bring down the seventh king in Revelation 17, chapter 17. And that will establish the eighth king. And it's the eighth king that goes against the harlot Babylon, or actually it would be all organized religion, basically, that doesn't teach the Bible. They teach dogma. You know, dogma and doctrine is what they teach. They do not teach spirituality. They do not teach a connection between us and our Creator. And what do they show you? A dead man on a stick. There's your God. A dead man on a stick. We got him. Really? And so you would like to brainwash us all into that. You're worshiping a dead man on a stick, but he's coming back.
Only one problem. The dead man on a stick, he's not dead anymore.
Exactly.
They got a major.
Now an immortal.
Houston, what was that, Houston? I think we have a problem. Hey, the guy that we put up there on all that wood, beat the crud out of him, stabbed him, and God knows what else we've done to him. Could you imagine what was the name of the guy that said, I'm washing my hands? I can't think of his name. Wash my hands of this. Pilate, yeah. Pilate. You imagine him. Imagine the look on his face when the news comes back to him and said, hey, hey, Pilate, I don't know how to break this to you, but you know the guy that they beat the snot out of? That guy that they just whipped in, there was nothing left. They stabbed him before it was all over. That guy, yeah. They put him in the tomb, and he's not there. He's gone. I'm sure the first thing was, oh, they stole the body. Somebody stole the body. But then he shows up. He shows up in physical form. Oh, my gosh. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
And so we're coming up to the 2000th year anniversary of that. So it's interesting to see how this is playing out. And, you know, I'm going to blow my own whistle here. Sure, why not? Because it's not actually my whistle. I have no issues saying thank you, Father Jehovah, for giving me the knowledge and wisdom in which you have. I used to pray for knowledge and wisdom. Used to pray for wisdom when I was a kid, and then I figured, okay, well, wisdom is what you get when you don't get what you wanted. Not exactly. You have to look at why you didn't get it. And that makes you more wise. And as we get older, we gain more wisdom. We gain more knowledge. And anyway, I was listening to somebody I truly respect as far as the work that he does, and that's Jonathan Kahn. I first was introduced to him. He was actually a speaker at Obama's press breakfast the day after his inauguration. And they had Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan Kahn is a Messianic Jew. Mm-hmm. He's a preacher. Yep. He's a minister. He's a minister of the Messiah. And he basically read Obama the Riot Act scripturally.
Yep.
And yep. So I started listening. You saw that. You remember that.
I have had the honor and privilege of interviewing him many years back. He's an amazing Great. Guy.
Yeah, and I totally respect him. He's got a good team of people that dig out the information for him, and he has a great way of assembling it. But I listened to him talk about Revelation. And I hate to say this, but he does not comprehend Revelation. I would love to sit down and talk to him about Revelation. Yeah, he can tell you scripture and verse. And I love the fact that he can bring in the Hebrew into what is being said, the original Hebrew texts. I absolutely love that. But he doesn't know how to put Revelation together and comprehend it. And very few people do. Very few people can, you know, number one, Revelation isn't written in chronological order. You got to go look all over that book in order to put the pieces together in most cases. And then you have to be able to make practical application to what's going on here on the planet. Yeah, this fits. This fits. That fits. This is where we are in history. At the end of the satanic reign. This is a cosmic turning point. As Jesus said, there'll never be another time like this. There never was, and there'll never be another. And we're all going to be part of it, whether we like it or not. But we have a few bumps in the road, and especially right here in the United States. Once all of this starts coming out and unravels, we're going to see hits in the stock market. We're going to see basically the United States of America Incorporated come to an end. And then we will probably see the Republic of the United States of America take its place. How they pull off that transition, I'm not totally sure yet. But they have to remove the satanic cabal from the United States. Those who have been influenced by the entertainment industry, those who have been lied to by the churches, the illicit politics that have been going on. Watch what comes out of the Epstein files. I saw something shortly before we came on the air, and we were just about finished here. But did you catch any of Pam Bondi's interview with, she was kind of on the hot seat in front of some congressional committee. Did you happen to see any of that?
No.
Oh, man, they just tried to beat this woman up 7 days from Sunday over these files for one reason or another. A few people agreed with her and in her stance, but it's interesting. She has allowed Congress to go see the unredacted version of the Epstein files. They go in to the DOJ and do any search that they want. And here's the thing. They know, the DOJ now knows who's gone in and what they've searched for. Congressman A, what do they know about me? Congressman B, yeah. What do yeah. they know about me?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's true, but according to a couple of these posts that I've seen, the headlines, she says that if it gets revealed, that the system will come down. I also saw another headline today, and I didn't read it yet. Again, you have to take this with a grain of salt, but according to this headline, I think it's Australia. One of the other countries has the total unredacted list, and they're going to release it worldwide.
Yeah. Who was involved? Boy, this is going to be good, because this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg. Once they get the election situation settled out, between the both of them, the United States will be at its most vulnerable point to enemies. And if China was going to try to pull something off, if NATO was going to try to pull something off, I wouldn't be overly concerned about Russia. If you have any other country that's going to go rogue, you got the North Korea rocket man who made all sorts of threats. I don't think it'll be that far away, though. Launch a rocket from North Korea, we'll spot it long before it gets here and take it out. That I wouldn't worry about. I'd be worried more about, or me concerned more about, the Club K cars. You got shipping containers that contain multiple rockets in it, and it's a rocket launcher, holds four rockets, and they could be nuclear tipped. So that's why they got the nuke sniffers always up in the air, searching to make sure these things haven't come to U.S. soil.
Peter, do you remember all the drone activity maybe a year ago now?
Yep.
Remember that? Drones everywhere? Now, from what I read, one of the ideas that came forward came from a documented story, from a fact. And that fact was there was a truck delivering some type of radioactive material that showed up at its destination, but the radioactive material was missing. You remember all the drone activity?
Yeah.
According to the story, the drone activity was looking for that, reflection of that. That's why they were flying these patterns all over the place. I don't think they've ever found it. Prior to that, probably 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, there was a theft of two nuclear, I don't think they were warheads, there were nuclear missiles, handheld kind of missiles. There was two of them that came up missing. Nobody wanted to admit they were stolen. They found one, never found the other. We never heard about the other.
Well, we may have more than what we know what is in this country. And here's the thing, right there where the drone activity was, is Port Elizabeth. Port Elizabeth is, you can offload a container from a ship and have it in New York City in an hour. Literally. You pull out of the port, go up on the turnpike, go across the Lincoln Tunnel, and boom, you're right down in downtown New York. You come right up on 40th Street.
So there's no telling what these people have brought into our country.
Yeah,
and what really bothers me right now more than anything, Peter, is that we know, and it's not conspiracy theory, it's documented fact. We know that there are people who have committed crimes against the country to the level of high treason, and nothing is happening. Nothing. I have people who tell me you just have to be patient, Riscala. The wheels of justice turn slow, Riscala. Blah, blah, blah. Baloney. We have the evidence. How much slower, how much more patience do we need? I want to see some restitution. I want to see some people pay for what they have done.
Okay, well, hold on, Riscala, because let me say this. And I know we're pretty close to being out of time here, but the courts are corrupted. Not only that, but they're also controlled by Britain. And so the last thing that you want to do is get these people into our court system. Look what happened with Comey.
Yeah, what a joke.
They threw. Yeah, and that's what people will say. What a joke. Why? Because you've got judges in there that won't follow the Constitution. They're supposed to be following the Constitution. So if you took everybody that was guilty of treason and put them into the court system, it would drag on for years.
Not if you did it militarily.
Exactly. And so that's where we're going to wind up going, is we will see martial law in this country within, I'm going to say, probably the next 6 months. You know, stay frosty, folks. It's coming. Trump's going to go do his national prayer day on the mall at what? The 14th of May, I believe it is. National prayer day in a country that is being run by the satanic cabal.
Oh, Peter, on that day,
on the power of God.
I think it's on that day. He's going to devote or redevote the country to God.
Yeah.
Go Which back God? To
the Mayflower Compact. Right. Well, you see, here's the interesting thing. You might say, which God? But Trump's on a mission, and here's where we go. And I've said this before. We're just about out of time. I'm going to say it again. Revelation 17:17. Revelation QQ. Isn't that interesting? It says that they will follow the will of God because he will put it into their hearts to follow his every word, to follow his commandments until every word has been fulfilled. He puts it into their hearts to carry out his will. Against whom? It's mostly focused at what we would consider the Vatican, the seat of false religion on the planet. They don't teach Christianity. It's a combination of Semiramis worship and an Egyptian sun god worship. Hello, you got the penis of Ross sitting right in the middle of Vatican Square. Does that tell you anything? It should. And so with that, I certainly want to thank you for joining us. I hope we had gave you an informative show tonight, and it's time to think seriously, and it's time to prepare. And with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Thank you for joining us. Please join the channel, follow us, hit the like button, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and if you want to have personal questions answered, you can always reach me, ONE@peterkling.com. Listen to our other shows. You're going to want to pay attention to the Positude podcast here. And I don't know exactly when, but Maggie's got some great news to drop. And she's going to be really doing a whole new thing to help people get through this time of difficulty that we're about ready to go through and have already entered. And so listen to the Positude podcast tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And Coaster Scully, you got your show on Saturday. You had a pretty good listener following on Saturday. Who'd you have on for your show last Saturday?
Her name is Miriam, and I think her last name is Henine or Heinen. I'm not sure how you pronounce the last name. H-E-N-I-E-N or E-I-N. Henine. She's a 30-year journalist who went against the grain, so to speak, and they blackballed her. They literally tried to murder her without killing her physically.
Yeah, I believe it. I've experienced very similar things to keep me quiet in the past. So with that, I'm going to say, hey, become part of the network. You're not going to find information like this on any other network. All you're going to do is run into people who, like Bo Loney, who don't know what they're talking about. This is a touchy subject, and very few people can give honest answers. Even Jonathan Cahn comes up short when it comes to comprehending what's going on in Revelation, and I respect that man a lot. So with that, I'm going to say love and blessings to all. Hey, be prepared. Have a great week. And thank you for joining us. Good night, everybody.